The Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, has died today at the age of 76. WTOP's Jason Fraley takes a look back at her extraordinary career.
This is Aretha Franklin on WTOP. Give me a little R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Born the daughter of a preacher man in 1942, Aretha Franklin grew up singing gospel in her father's Baptist church in Detroit.
I was inspired by Clara Ward, along with Mahalia Jackson, the big gospel artist. And they came to our church many times. The gospel gives us so much. It just is a foundation for me, and it's a guiding light.
But she became a household name when she signed with Atlantic Records in 1962. For a cover of Otis Redding's Respect.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, take F-T-C-T.
I had a wonderful time doing that with my sister Carolyn. She and I came up with the Sock It To Me line. Then Laugh-In took Sock It To Me and didn't send us any royalties, not a dime.
Countless hits followed, including Natural Woman. Chain of Fools. Think.
Think about what you're trying to do to me. Yeah. Freedom, 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 freedom. Yeah, freedom.
And I Say a Little Prayer. In 1980, she signed with Clive Davis for a new era of recording and made a movie cameo in The Blues Brothers.
This is Jake and Elwood, The Blues Brothers.
The Blues Brothers? They still owe you money, fool.
With a total of 20 Grammys, she became the first woman inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She met four presidents, the inauguration of Jimmy Carter, the National Medal of Arts from Bill Clinton, the Presidential Medal of Freedom from George W. Bush, and closest to her heart, the inauguration of Barack Obama. Personally, I'll never forget watching her bring down the house at the 2015 Kennedy Center Honors, as Carole King stood in the balcony egging her on to go higher and higher right through the rafters. But behind that beautiful voice was a beautiful soul who wanted to be remembered one simple way.
Oh, I think that I gave them the best. I brought it, and I am a giving and caring person first, and I'm an artist second. It's important to do the right thing when nobody's looking.
It's all about R-E-S-P-E-C-T, right?
And it is. It absolutely is. Everybody wants a little respect.
Remembering Aretha and long live the Queen of Soul, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fray.
Wow. I feel like we need a moment of silence. It's just incredible.
Exactly.
That was such a great piece. And boy, so great to hear her.
Great job.